Hiver. "The piece that's truly you." "Well, yes. But you must have that too. You know you say you're us. Who is it saying it? Who is saying you're not you? You're not different from us. We're just much, much better at forgetting. And we know when not to listen to the monkey." "You've just puzzled us," said the Hiver. "The old bit of our brains that wants to be head monkey and attacks when it's surprised," said Tiffany. "It reacts. It doesn't think. Being human is knowing when not to be the monkey or the lizard or any of the other old echoes. But when you take people over, you silence the human part. You listen to the monkey. The monkey doesn't know what it needs, only what it wants. No, you are not an us. You are a I." "I? Me?" said the Hiver. "I? Who am I?" "Do you want a name? That helps." "Yes, a name. I've always liked Arthur as a name." "Arthur," said the Hiver. "I like Arthur too. And if I am, I can stop. What happens next?" "The creatures you took over, didn't they die?" "Yes," said the Arthur. But I didn't see what happened. They just stopped being here." Tiffany looked around at the endless sand. She couldn't see anybody, but there was something out there that suggested movement. It was the occasional change in the light, perhaps, as if she was catching glimpses of something she was not supposed to see. "I think," she said, "that you have to cross the desert." "What's on the other side?" asked Arthur. Tiffany hesitated. "Some people think you go to a better world," she said. "Some people think you come back to this one in a different body. And some think there's just nothing. They think you just stop." "And what do you think?" Arthur asked. "I think that there are no words to describe it," said Tiffany. "Is that true?" said Arthur. "I think that's why you have to cross the desert," said Tiffany, "to find out." "I will look forward to it. Thank you. Goodbye, Arthur." She felt the Hiver fall away. There wasn't much sign of it, a movement of a few sand grains, a sizzle in the air, but it slid away slowly across the black sand.
"And bad cess and good riddance to you,"
Rob Anybody shouted after it. "No," said Tiffany, "don't say that."
"Aye, but it killed folk to stay alive."
"It didn't want to. It didn't know how people work."
"That was a fine load of blethers you gave it at any rate," said Rob admiringly. "Not even a Gonagall could make up a load of blethers like that."
End of CD 7.